Blog Talk Radio.
Curtis Harwell, and you are listening to America's best and most listened to fitness show, the Curtis Harwell Show. And I really appreciate you listening to the show. We have another terrific show today on May 6, 2015. All of our shows are live after we do the shows. All of our shows go to podcast, so you can get our podcast of the latest show on iTunes, and then after that you can go to the Curtis Harwell Show website and listen to all of the shows. We have well over 200 shows, all fantastic shows, all for you, the listener, and please go over there and listen. We have just hundreds of topics. Every show is a different topic. And like today, we're going to have another terrific topic. You can also participate in the show by getting to us on Facebook, and you can get us over there at the Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio Show. You can also get me at Curtis Harwell. You can also get me at Curtis Harwell Fit. And if you're on Twitter, you can get me on Twitter and get Fit by Curtis over there. So if you want to participate in the show, ask any questions while the show's going on. I'll try to bring them up. I have everything going. And you can also email me if you have any suggestions for the show at curtis@curtisharwellfit.com, and we can take care of you there. So, again, thank you for participating in the show. And, again, and lastly, you can call into the show if I have any time for calls at 347-850-8748. So, again, thank you for listening to the show and making us the number one listen to show with well over 3 million listens, and we're steadily approaching 4 million listens, so all over the world. So I really appreciate that. Today, again, we're going to have another great topic. Believe it or not, in over 2 years, I've never covered a topic directly as I'm going to today. And today I'm going to discuss why eating too much added sugar may be killing you and is killing you and is making you fat. And so we're going to cover that today. Now, right before we get into the show, what I would ask everybody out there today listening, and we're probably going to have close to 100,000 people listening to the show today, do me a favor and do yourself a favor at some time today, this week, this weekend, when you can find an hour and a half or so to sit down in front of your TV or computer to watch a movie, but really get educated on health. And what I'd like you to do, there's a documentary out there on food and sugar, and it's called Fed Up, F-E-D, and then Up, U-P. And you can find it on most of the different, services like Netflix and everything. Please watch this movie for me so you can get a much better understanding of what sugar does to you. I'm going to try to give you a really good picture today, but what sugar really does to you and how it affects you. Now, everything almost that we consume that's a packaged product has got sugar in it. Excuse me. And you need to watch that. And one thing that I would like to tell you right before we get into the show, look at your labels, especially if you're doing gluten-free, reduced fat, all of those products kind of like that. Look at the labels, because I'm going to tell you, when they reduce the fat in these products, what they do is they increase the sugar. This I'm going to tell you something that probably 100% of you out there didn't know, but probably is close. And the ones that did know were people that I've been telling, like clients, because I have all of my clients, hundreds of my clients over the years listen to my show. I email, text them information all the time, and I've emailed and texted, you know, everyone this or told them personally about the Fed Up documentary. But one thing that I want you to realize is that when you go out and you purchase products, I don't care if you purchase products from Weight Watchers, other places, I don't care, you know, where you're purchasing it from, these pre-made products, meal plan things and whatever. Look at the labels, because on the labels, they will spell out for you carbohydrates. They will spell out proteins and fats and what percentages that they make up in that particular package. The one thing that is never labeled or told to you on that package is the percentage of sugar in that package. They don't do it. So you need to figure that out for yourself, and I'll go as we go through the show, I'll tell you what percentages that you don't want to creep upon in your diet. But, you know, sugar not only makes you fat, it's killing you every day, okay? Now, consuming too much added sugar in such things as sodas, cakes, cookies, candy, all of these things increase and increases your risk of death from heart disease, diabetes, all kinds of things. But the number one thing right from the top is cardiovascular. You know, the risk of cardiovascular disease increases exponentially as you increase your consumption of added sugar. Okay? So the more sugar you eat, exponentially, you have a risk of cardiovascular disease. And a lot of people don't put the two together. And I don't care if you're a professional bodybuilder. I don't care if you're a professional anything when it comes to bodybuilding, fitness, figure, bikini. I don't care what discipline. I don't care if you are the king of fitness. If you are consuming sugar, you're killing yourself, and if you're telling people that you're working with that eating sugar is a good thing, they need to find somebody else to work with, okay? Because sugar is in everything, and sugar is killing. And sugar is killing just as much as smoking cigarettes. And you never put the two together, okay? Just on average, the adults in the USA, say around the year 2010, they consumed about 15% of their daily calories, or approximately 300 calories a day, if you base this on about a 2,000 calorie a day diet from added sugar. Now, that is just an astronomical amount, more than what the American Heart Association recommended. A recommendation is that, let's say, like for women should consume, believe it or not, no more than 100 calories a day from added sugar. Now, and you say to yourself, you probably consume that for breakfast, okay? Now, this 100 calories is approximately 6 teaspoons of sugar. And men consume, the number should be no more than 150 calories a day, or about 9 teaspoons. Okay, now the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, recommends consuming less than 10% of calories from added sugar, excuse me, a day, and the lower the better. I mean, just, you know, if you sit down and you just consume one can of soda is 140 calories of added sugar. That's it. That's about 7% of the daily calories of someone eating 2,000 calories a day. Okay, now what do we look at that we would call that is sugar, because a lot of us get confused with this too. Now, added sugars include stuff like table sugar, brown sugar, high fructose corn syrup, maple syrup. Folks, honey, 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 honey. I have people tell me all the time, honey isn't sugar. Honey isn't digested and regulated in the body the same way. Guess what? Whoever's been telling you that has been lying to you. Other things like molasses, other caloric sweeteners that are in prepared and processed foods and beverages. Now, now this does not include, so I want you to understand this, even though there are sugars in natural fruits, this does not include sugars that occur naturally in fruits, fruit juice, and milk and dairy products. Now, I have to amend this a little bit. Now, when you have fruit juice, and the fruit juice does not have all of the pulp or pulp, which is fiber, in the juice, you are basically drinking fruit-flavored sugar. So that is no different. Drinking a glass of orange juice without the pulp is no better than drinking a can of soda, except you get some of the vitamin C, okay? And also included in that is in milk and dairy products, okay? Major sources of added sugar in our diets in America are sugar-sweetened beverages, desserts, fruit drinks, as I just covered, and dairy desserts, and those are things like ice cream. And then you got candy, okay? So all of those things are bad for you. excuse me. Now, a lot of research has tied high intake of added sugars, especially sugar-sweetened beverages, to many poor health conditions, including, and none of these are good. We're talking obesity, right at the top of the list. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and several risk factors for heart disease and stroke. Okay? And it's awful. And it's all due to sugar. Okay? And then the trend of sugar consumption in the United States and in the world is going up. It's going up, 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 up. Okay? That, you know, when you look at it statistically, you know, most adults, and let's say at least 71% of adults consume 10% or more of their daily calories from added sugar. And but also, another 10% of adults consume 25% or more of their daily calories from added sugar. None of that is good. None of that is good. And again, it has to do, you know, with things, again, like heart attacks, heart disease, stroke, heart failure, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, you know, all of those things are affected by the sugar that you're eating every day. Okay? People who consume more than 20% of their daily calories from added sugar had double the risk of death from heart disease as people who consume less than 10% of calories from added sugar. Now, a person on, let's say, again, on an average of 2,000-calorie-a-day diet, and if they consume about 21% of their daily calories from added sugar, that means they would be eating about 420 calories from added sugar. And roughly, again, this would be 3 cans of regular soda a day. I have people that I talk to on a regular basis as far as that are clients and have been clients. Some of them drink 5, 6, 7, 8 sodas a day, not counting the energy drinks that they drink, not counting the pre-workout, the workout, the after workout drink, the drink before they go to bed, the drink before they go to the toilet, you know, pre-workout drink. There's so many of these pre workouts out, drinks out there. And then when you look at the label, again, look at the sugar that you're consuming in these things. Do you really need all of that stuff? No. The only people making out here are the people that are selling this crap to you. I have nothing to lose or gain by exposing people that sell this crap to you, because I don't have to worry about sponsorship or anything else, because I sponsor myself. So I don't have to answer any to anybody else. I don't have to be politically correct out there in this world. I own what I have. Okay? So I'm not I'm not beholden to anybody. So I'm giving it to you straight. You should not be drinking all of this crap. And I'm talking about pre-workout and post-go-to-bed and post-wake-up drinks and all the other crap that you drink. Look at the protein powder that you consume, the whey protein. Take a look at the packages. Look on there where it says sugars and how many sugars. I looked at one today that per serving was 25 grams of sugar, okay? But, and this is a name brand product. It's one that's sold every day, and it's got in each serving has got 25 grams of sugar. Now you multiply that by 4 calories. Now you have 100 calories. The product per serving was only 250 calories. Now, what does that tell you right there? Nearly 50% of that protein drink was nothing but pure sugar. Now, I want you to understand, when you drink that, all of the calories from that sugar go straight to fat. It doesn't go anyplace else. It goes straight to fat. You don't store any of that sugar in the form of glycogen. It goes straight to your hips, it goes straight to your butt, and it goes straight to your gut, okay? So you need to watch those things that you're drinking, that you're drinking. Now, people who consume 7 or more servings a week of sugar-sweetened beverage were at least 20, they had at least a 29 to 30% higher risk of death from heart disease than those who consume 1 serving or less. Jesus, that is just a huge number. And these findings are consistent across all age groups, sex, physical activity levels, weights, dietary habits. It doesn't matter. You can be a professional bodybuilder. You can be a professional fitness person. You can be a professional anything. If you're doing eating right everywhere except the sugar that you are consuming, it still will kill you. Because sugar is sugar is sugar. Now, added sugar intake has changed slightly over the past 20 years. Okay. Now, let's say a few years ago, 16% of daily calories in 1994, you know, was 17%. And then in 2004, it was 15%. So during times, it does change. Now, so added sugar intake has changed a little bit over the year. And then again, sugar has been linked to the development of high blood pressure, increased triglycerides, which is blood fats, low HDL, which is the good cholesterol, fatty liver problems, as well as making insulin less effective in lowering blood sugar. And then that's when you become a diabetic and you have to take medication every day. Now, I know out there a lot of fitness people and trainers, they have you counting your calories, okay? And I'm here to tell you today, whether you want to believe it or not, you can, but I think if you Google it and do some investigation, you'll find out exactly what I'm telling you is for real, that a calorie is not a calorie is not a calorie, okay? Not all calories are equal. You have to understand that. So because you go on a diet lifestyle change and you put your calorie numbers, let's say at 1600, and at 1600, let's say if you stay at that level in your mind, your person, your nutritionist or whatever is telling you, if you stay at this 1600, that you will lose weight. And I only consider fat, but they consider everything weight. So they say you will lose weight at 1600. And so they have you count all of your calories. So it doesn't matter if you have orange juice, if you have a candy bar, if you have a protein bar that's loaded with sugar, whatever you're taking in, all of those things, as long as you're at 1600 calories, you're losing weight. And I'm here to tell you that that is not the case. A calorie is not a calorie is not a calorie. All calories are not equal, and you need to understand that today. Okay, if I give you sugar, and let's say that sugar is 200 calories. I don't care if it's table sugar, a fruit drink, a Coca-Cola, whatever. If it's 200 calories and you consume that sugar, all 200 of those calories are going to fat. It's going no place else. Your body's not going to store any of that sugar. Your body is going to consume that, and it is going to take the fast road to your butt, to your hips, to your abs, wherever else it can attach itself, but it is going to fat. All 200 calories going straight to fat, going nowhere else, okay, directly to fat because of the way the body metabolizes it. And whenever your body is creating insulin through that process, all of those calories going to fat. Now, that's 200. So now you got 200 calories that you went straight to fat from eating a candy bar. Now, let's say I give you a handful of almonds that's 200 calories, okay? The only calories that are going to go to fat that I just gave you in those almonds, that's included in those almonds, is the amount of fat that is in those almonds. So if you have 200 calories of almonds, and let's say you have, we have 6 grams of fat in those almonds, each gram of fat is 9 calories. So you multiply 9 times 6, now you have 54. You have 54 calories of those almonds that are fat. As you should know, if you don't know already, when you eat fat, fat goes to fat. Any of the carbohydrates that are in those almonds is of a low glycemic value. So those carbohydrates or those sugars that are of low glycemic value are not going to fat. And then the almond also has fiber, so it will slow down the digestive process. So out of 200 calories there, only 54 of those calories are going to go to fat, okay? So you see the difference. You have 200 calories of sugar. You have 200 calories of almonds. Which one is better for you? Because a calorie is not a calorie is not a calorie. They are not equal. So would you rather, you're probably not going to like the almonds as much as the sugar or the sugary product that you take in. It's the same way. When you do your pre-workout, your post-workout, your pre-bed workout, your pre-wake-up drink and all of those things, all of the sugar, and you look at the label, a lot of them will have at least 30 grams of sugar. So if the total calories in that drink that you're drinking, let's say, is 200 calories, okay, because few of them have any kind of protein in them in the pre-workouts or anything. So it's basically all sugar. You're looking at anywhere from 60 to 80% of the calories of that pre- and post-workout drink is from sugar. And the whole pre- and post-workout or whatever kind of drinks you're taking, all of that is going to fat. Now you think, well, okay, that's not bad because I can get on a treadmill or I'm working out and I'm burning 200, I'm going to burn 200, 300 calories. So if I put on my butt, 200 calories of fat, then the workout's going to take it off. And I'm here to tell you, it just doesn't work that way. You just can't out-train a bad diet. How many times do you see people go in the gym, do the treadmill, elliptical trainer, work out the weights and everything, and walk out of the gym and say, I've burned 300, 400, 500 calories. Most of the time, most of the machines lie to you anyway of the calories that you're burning. And then you figure, now I can go home and eat an extra 500, 600 calories. And then out of the extra 500, 600 calories, 400 of them are sugar. So now you got another 400 calories that are going to your butt. So if you say every day that you eat 400 calories of sugar every day, each pound of fat is 3,500 calories. Do the math. How many days is it going to take you to put another pound on that fat butt? Ain't going to take long. You know, you're looking at about 9 days. Okay, so you're fighting a battle the whole time. That's why your fat levels never change, is because you're putting fat on, you're taking fat off, putting fat on, taking fat off, putting fat on, taking fat off. That's all you do all the time. You never get ahead. You never get ahead of the game. So you need to watch what you're eating. And this goes for your kids, too. There is no child out there that should be 11, 12, 13 years old weighing 200 pounds. And these kids are dying of heart attacks and strokes. They're turning into diabetics because we as parents are letting our kids eat this crap. You need to stay away from the sugar. The sugar's going to kill you. I mean, whether you're smoking or, you know, it's as bad as smoking. I mean, it's almost like sugar should put a cross and skull and crossbones on the packages to tell you, if you eat me, you will die. But most people don't even get that because they do almost the same thing on cigarettes. And people still smoke cigarettes and dying every day. You have to wise up. You feel like you never have any energy. You feel lethargic all the time. You don't have a sex life. You don't have any libido. You don't have any motivation. You have no inspiration. You know what? Get off of the sugar, and maybe some of these things will happen because you're screwing up your adrenal system so much. It's like being on, it's worse than crack cocaine. They have done studies where they have taken people and given the people with crack cocaine and people that have ingested sugar. They put them in an MRI, take a image of the brain. When you ingest sugar or crack cocaine or whatever, the brain lights up green. And so when they feed people sugar, the sugar is brighter than people that are taking crack cocaine because of what it does to the dopamine in the brain. Okay? So you got to get off of the sugar. And once you get off of the sugar, you'll be healthier. Your blood sugar levels will be steady all of the time. If you have hypertension, your blood sugar will come down. If you have high cholesterol, your cholesterol levels will start dropping down. And don't be fooled by eating all of these prepackaged products, especially you folks that are going on these crazy diets and paying all of these people for these prepackaged products thinking that they're healthy. You need to look at those products too, because they're using sauces, they're using gravies, they're using salad dressings, and it's loaded with fat. The only thing they're concerned about is calories. So you need to watch it, you know, and take care of yourself. But again, in closing here today, please watch the movie, the documentary that I told you about, Fed Up. I think you'll love it, and you will learn a ton from it. I appreciate you listening to the show today. I'm very passionate about this, and you have a fantastic week.